Ruffled Feathers, written by Isilsis, read by Raven. Summary. Bruce found a little boy in Scarecrow's lab, drugged with fear toxin. So he brought the pup back for Dick and Jason to take care of while Bruce makes an antidote. Dick held the little pup against his chest as the little boy nursed. Jason leaned over him and pulled the blanket up over the smaller boy. "B said he found him in Crane's lab?" Jason breathed. Dick nodded. Scarecrow was testing a new fear gas. Bruce is trying to make a new antidote. Bruce had brought the little pup to Dick first, since an Omega scent was calming to those under the effects of fear gas, especially with pups. Nursing was even better, but Bruce told Dick he didn't have to. Dick had immediately pulled up his shirt and let the child nurse. How could anyone hurt this tiny little baby? The kid couldn't have been more than 6. "He doesn't smell like a pack," Jason pointed out, nuzzling against the pup's cheek. The pup whimpered, but he kept suckling. Dick kissed the pup and his 9-year-old brother's foreheads. "He doesn't. Bruce says we'll keep him if he can't find any relatives of the pup," Dick agreed. "Do you want to nurse too?" Jason considered, then shook his head. "No, I'm not hungry or scared, and the puppy needs it." Dick smiled and kissed his brother's forehead again. Not long ago, Jason would have been too scared to nurse from Dick, even though Dick and Dick's body desperately wanted to nurture the pup Bruce had brought him. More recently, Jason would have been too scared that Bruce would throw him out, or that Dick would take back his permission to not nurse every time Dick offered, even if Jason didn't really want to nurse. "He's gonna need a nest," Dick pointed out gently. Jason's eyes widened. "I can build a nest." "Go on then," Dick encouraged. "Come get me when you're done." Jason beamed and rushed out of the living room. Dick heard the pounding of Jason's footsteps headed straight for Bruce's bedroom. Dick purred and rubbed his scent over the new puppy's back. Their new puppy would wake up from his nightmares to a nest full of Pack who was ready to love and protect him forever. Whatever Pack had let this pup get hurt so horribly, who'd let their pup go completely unscented and unloved, that Pack had lost him forever. The pup was Dick's now. The end. And author's notes. And Jason doesn't die. Reader's notes. I really, really love this fic. I'm so happy to podfic it. I love all of Isilsis's fics, so you should totally check those out. I am really hoping I'm pronouncing their name right. If not, please let me know. This fic was inspired by Do Not Touch by Sal Paradise Lost, which is also an amazing fic. You should totally check that one out too. And thank you for listening. Bye-bye.